This poem has an epigraph from Genesis, the first chapter, the 23rd verse. This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. From cavities of bones spun from caverns of air, I, woman, bred of man, taken from the womb of sleep, I, woman, that comes before the first, to think second, to believe first, a mistake erased by the motion of years. I, woman, I can no longer claim a mother of flesh, a father of marrow. I, woman, must be the child of myself. This poem has an epigraph. It says, her children arise up and called her blessed. That's from 31st chapter of Proverbs, the 28th verse. When I was a child, I was punished. I refused to say, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I was, they said, disrespectful, should extend courtesy, defer to age. I believe respect is earned, does not come with birth. Now my mother is dying, and I wish to say so much, to thank her, to say I love you, to hold her in my arms. These things I cannot do. We have too many years of not touching, of not saying. Instead, I sit and watch her sleep, see her breathe, labor, cringe at the tubes in her body, watch the strength seep away. I am afraid of death, fear to touch a cold body. Yet I know in the final viewing, I will lean over my mother and whisper in her ear, yes, ma'am, mama, yes, ma'am. Fuller Brush Day. Here you are, lady, a year's supply of room spray. And I watch myself walking down my hall, spraying for a year. Spraying for a year, spray here, spray there, walking down my hall, spraying room spray. An artificial forest, wiping out city smells. Artificial forest, minus birds, minus squirrels, minus dew, minus spraying for a year. If you run out before a year's time, we'll give you another bottle. Another bottle. A full, definite, permanent year's bottle. 365 1/4 days. No time given to holidays. 1 year. Spray for a year. Phony forest for a year. Forest in my kitchen. Forest in my toilet. Forest in my cat box. A full-time, real-life, forest-smelling type year. Walking down my halls, spraying for a year. 365 1/4 days of spray, spray, spray. And I bought it. You can't be sure of anything these days. You meet a really far-out man, tells you he's been on his own for years, opens car doors for you, carries packages for you, protects you from evil doers, says he wants an intelligent, creative woman to be his partner in life. You marry and find the dude is too weak to pick up a dish, too dumb to turn on a burner, too afraid to do laundry, too tense to iron a shirt. And to top the whole thing off, he tries to cover his incompetence by telling you it's woman's work. You can't be sure of anything these days. Tour America, a TV commercial said, I will. There are things I need. Traveler's checks in New York, gas mask in Berkeley, face mask in Los Angeles, National Guardsmen to protect me in the South, Marines to protect me from guardsmen in the Midwest, police to protect me from hustlers in the ghettos, bulletproof vest and helmet to protect me from police everywhere. Tour America? Perhaps it would be better to blow it up. In English Lit, they told me Kafka was good 'cause he created the best nightmares ever. I think I should go find that professor and ask why we didn't study the police department. This poem is about some of the men I've worked with in various liberation movements. It has an epigraph, which is a quotation from Harriet Tubman. She said, "There are two things I've got a right to, and these are death or liberty. One or the other I mean to have. Brother, I don't want to hear about how my real enemy is the system. I'm no genius, but I do know that system you hit me with is called a fist." And this poem is to some of the women I've worked with in various movements. It also has an epigraph. How do we know that the Panthers will accept a gift from white middle-class women? Have you ever tried to hide in a group of women, hide yourself, slide between the floorboards, slide yourself away, child, away from this room and your sister before she notices your black self and her white mind. Slide your eyes down, away from the other blacks, afraid a meeting of eyes and pain would travel between you, change like milk to buttermilk, a silent rage. Sister, your foot's smaller, but it's still on my neck. This poem comes out of a demonstration at San Francisco State. One of the instructors invited two members of the American Nazi Party to speak to his class. "Don't let the fascists speak. We want to hear what they have to say. Keep them out of the classroom. Everybody is entitled to freedom of speech. I am a child of America, a stepchild, raised in the back room, yet taught how to act in her front room. My mind jumps, the voices of students screaming, insults, threats. Let the Nazis speak. Let the Nazis speak. Everyone is entitled to speak. I sit, a greasy-legged black child, in a black school, in the black part of town, look to a black teacher. The Bill of Rights guarantees us all the right. My mind remembers, chants, Article 1, and my innards churn. They remember the black teacher in the black school, in the black part of the very white town who stopped us when we attacked the puppet principal, the white board of education, cast off books illustrated with cartoons and words of wisdom written by white children in the other part of town, missing pages, caricatures of hanging niggers. The Bill of Rights was written to protect us. My mind remembers and my innards churn, conjure images, police break up, illegal demonstrations, illegal assemblies, conjure image of a Black Panther. If Tricky Dick tries to stop us, we'll stop him. Conjure image of that same black man going to jail for threatening the life of the president. Every citizen is entitled to freedom of speech. My mind remembers and my innards churn, conjure images of Jews in camps, of homosexuals in camps, of socialists in camps. Let the Nazis speak. Let the Nazis speak. Faces in a college classroom. You're being fascist too. Let the Nazis speak. We want to hear what they have to say. Faces in a college classroom. Young white faces. Speak, let them speak. Speak, let them speak. Blacks, Jews, some whites, seize the bullhorn. We don't want to hear your socialist rhetoric, survival rhetoric. The Supreme Court says it is illegal to scream fire in a crowded theater, to scream fire in a crowded theater cause people to panic, to run, to hurt each other. My mind remembers, and now I know what my innards say, illegal to cause people to panic, to run, to hurt. There is no contradiction. What the Nazis say will cause people to hurt me. Pit stop. A pit is a covered hole used to trap wild animals. A pit is an abyss. A pit is the ground floor of a theater, especially the part at the rear. A pit is a coward's suicide. A hearty drink to anything. Let us drink to your new lover. Let us drink to your lover gone. Let us drink to my lover. Let us drink to my lover gone. Hey, let's drink to the good people. Let's drink to the nearest holiday. Let's drink to our ability to drink. A pit is a covered hole used by wild animals. It's hard to withdraw the fangs now in public places. The anger spills over to be mopped away later. Too much to drink. Slow fang withdrawal. Our animalism is showing a bad image. Let's drink to a bad image. Let's drink to a covered pit and happy animals and withdrawn fangs. A pit is an abyss. Let's drink to my shame. A hustle, a grand hustle. I love you, so I won't call you fool. Let's have another drink. You love me. You won't walk away from me. Let's have another drink to our hustle. Let's hustle another drink and drink to our ability to hustle. Let's have a drink to our shame. Let's have a drink to drink. A pit is the ground floor of a theater, especially the part at the rear. It was a good show last night, full of venom. I thought for sure she would hit her. And did you see that woman fall off her stool? Yes, indeed, a grand show. Everybody was, and it ended safely. How's your head this morning, dearie? Let's drink to a good show. Let's drink to the rear of the theater. It's hard to get hit with a bottle here. Just watch the show. Let's drink to a ground floor. Has anyone ever priced the balcony? A pit is a coward's suicide. What do you mean, kill yourself? That's a bummer. Makes me sad. Let's have another drink. Yes, I've gained weight. It's the beer, you know. Coals, yes, caught lots of coals. Just need to take more vitamin C. Let's have a hot toddy for my cold. Wow, that's too bad. Overdose, huh? Won't touch the stuff. If anything kills me, it'll be the booze. Let's have a drink to her and her drug. She was a good kid. One of these days I'll have a checkup. Getting winded too easily, getting old. Let's have another drink. I can't imagine anyone committing suicide. The mechanics are too slow here. The tires should be on, the gas in. What's the matter? You want to cost us the race? Oh, one more drink. Let's drink to the race. Let's drink to the pit crew. Let's drink. Let's drink. Let us drink. Let us drink, drink, drink. Excuse me, friends. I must go now. I cannot afford to lose this race. I cannot afford to die in this place. My lover is a woman, and when I hold her, feel her warmth, I feel good, feel safe. Then I never think of my family's voices, never hear my sisters say, bulldaggers, queers, funny, come see us, but don't bring your friends. It's okay with us, but don't tell Mama, it'd break her heart. Never feel my father turn in his grave, never hear my mother cry, Lord, what kind of child is this? My lover's hair is blonde, and when it rubs across my face, it feels soft. Feels like a thousand fingers touch my skin and hold me, and I feel good. Then I never think of the little boy who spat and called me nigger. Never think of the policeman who kicked my body and said crawl. Never think of black bodies hanging in trees or filled with bullet holes. Never hear my sisters say, white folks' hair stink. Don't trust any of them. Never feel my father turn in his grave. Never hear my mother talk of her backache after scrubbing floors. Never hear her cry, Lord, what kind of child is this? My lover's eyes are blue, and when she looks at me, I float in a warm lake, feel my muscles go weak with want, feel good, feel safe. Then I never think of the blue eyes that have glared at me, move three stools away from me in a bar, never hear my sister's rage of syphilitic black men as guinea pigs, rage of sterilized children, watch them just stop in an intersection to scare the old white bitch, never feel my father turn in his grave, never remember my mother teaching me the yes sirs and ma'ams to keep me alive, never hear my mother cry, Lord, what kind of child is this? And when we go to a gay bar, and my people shun me because I cross the line, and her people look to see what's wrong with her, what defect drove her to me, and when we walk the streets of the city, forget and touch or hold hands, and the people stare, glare, frown, and taunt at those queers. I remember every word taught me, every word said to me, every deed done to me, and then I hate. I look at my lover and for an instant doubt. Then I hold her hand tighter, and I can hear my mother cry, Lord, what kind of child is this? This is Poem for Anne, number 2. If it were possible to place you in my brain, to let you roam around in and out my thought waves, you would never have to ask, why do you love me? This morning, as you slept, I wanted to kiss you awake, say, I love you, to your brain, smiled and nodded, yes, this woman does love me. Each day the list grows, filled with the things that are you, things that make my heart jump. Yet words would sound strange, become corny in utterance. Now each morning when I wake, I don't look out my window to see if the sun is shining. I turn to you instead. Let me come to you naked, come without my mask, come dark, and lay beside you. Let me come to you old, come as a dying snail, come weak, and lay beside you. Let me come to you angry, come shaking with hate, come calloused, and lay beside you. Even more, let me come to you strong, come sure and free, come powerful, and lay with you. For Willis. When I make love to you, I try, with each stroke of my tongue, to say I love you, to tease I love you, to hammer I love you, to melt I love you. And your sounds drift down, oh God, oh Jesus. And I think, here it is, some dudes getting credit for what a woman has done again. A small contradiction. It is politically incorrect to demand monogamous relationships. It's emotionally insecure to seek ownership of another soul or body, and damaging to one's psyche to restrict the giving and taking of love. Me, I am totally opposed to monogamous relationships, unless I'm in love. For the straight folks who don't mind gays but wish they weren't so blatant. You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in the john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom, and all over the walls there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out, but gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too, but I'm polite, so after you. In the Protestant religion, we are taught that when a person dies, you should celebrate their death because they are leaving a sinful world. Woman slaughter. It doesn't hurt as much now. The thought of you dead doesn't rip at my innards, leaves no holes to suck rage. Now thoughts of the four daughters of Buster Cooks, children, survivors of Texas hell, survivors of soul-searing poverty, survivors of small-town mentality, survivors, now three, doesn't hurt as much now. One, an act. I used to be fearful of phone calls in the night, never in the day. Death, like the vampire, fears the sun, never in the day. Hello, Patty. Hey, big sister, what's happening? How's the kids? Patty, Jonesy shot Shirley. She didn't make it. Hello, hello, death. Don't you know it's daytime? The sun is much too bright today. Hello, hello, death. You made a mistake, came here too soon again. 5 months, death, my sisters and I just met in celebration of you. We came, the four strong daughters of Buster Cooks, and buried him. We came, the four strong daughters of Buster Cooks, and took care of his widow. We came, the four strong daughters of Buster Cooks, and shook hands with his friends. We came, the four strong daughters of Buster Cooks, and picked the ripe flowers. We came, the four strong daughters of Buster Cooks, walked tall and celebrated you. We came, his four strong daughters, and notified insurance companies, arranged Social Security payments, gathered the sum of his life. We must be strong for mother. She was the third daughter of Buster Cooks. I am the fourth, and in his death we met. The 4 years that separated us, gone, and we talked. She would divorce the quiet man, go back to school, begin again. Together we would be strong and take care of Buster's widow. The poet returned to the family. The fourth daughter came home. Hello, hello, death. What's this you say to me? Now there are three? We came, the three sisters of Shirley Jones, and took care of her mother. We picked the right flowers, contacted insurance companies, arranged Social Security payments, and cremated her. We came, the three sisters of Shirley Jones. We were not strong. It is good, they said, that Buster is dead. He would surely kill the quiet man. Two, justice. There was a quiet man. He married a quiet wife. Together they lived a quiet life. Not so, not so, her sisters said. The truth comes out as she lies dead. He beat her. He accused her of awful things, and he beat her. One day she left. Hello, hello, police. I am a woman, and I am afraid. My husband means to kill me. She went to her sister's house. She, too, was a woman alone. The quiet man came and beat her. Both women were afraid. Hello, hello, police. I am a woman, and I am afraid. My husband means to kill me. The four strong daughters of Buster Cooks came to bury him. The third one carried a gun. Why do you have a gun? For protection, just in case. Can you shoot it? Yes, I have learned well. Hello, hello, police. I am a woman alone, and I am afraid. My husband means to kill me. Lady, there's nothing we can do until he tries to hurt you. Go to the judge, and he will decree that your husband leaves you be. She found an apartment with a friend. She would begin a new life again. In a lockery, divorce degree in hand, the end of the quiet man. He came to her home, and he beat her. Both women were afraid. Hello, hello, police. I am a woman alone, and I am afraid. My ex-husband means to kill me. Fear not, lady, he will be sought. It was too late when he was caught. One day, a quiet man shot his quiet wife 3 times in the back. He shot her friend as well. His wife died. The three sisters of Shirley Jones came to cremate her. They were not strong. Three, somebody's trial. It is good, they said, that Buster is dead. He would surely kill the quiet man. I was not at the trial. I was not needed to testify. She slept with other men, he said. No, said her friends. No, said her sisters. That is a lie. She was black. You are white. Why were you there? We were friends, she said. I was helping her move the furniture. The divorce court had given it to her. Were you alone, they asked? No, 2 men came with us. They were gone with a load. She slept with women, he said. No, said her sisters. No, said her friends. We were only friends. That is a lie. You live with this woman? Yes, said her friend. You slept in the same bed? Yes, said her friend. Were you lovers? No, said her friend. But you slept in the same bed? Yes, said her friend. What shall be done with this man? Is it a murder of first degree? No, said the men. It is a crime of passion. He was angry. Is it a murder of second degree? Yes, said the men. But we will not call it that. We must think of his record. We will call it manslaughter. The sentence is the same. What will we do with this man? His boss, a white man, came. This is a quiet black man, he said. He works well for me. The men sent the quiet black man to jail. He went to work in the day. He went to jail and slept at night. In 1 year, he went home. 4. Womanslaughter. It is good, they said, that Buster is dead. He would surely kill the quiet man. Sister, I do not understand. I rage and do not understand. In Texas, he would be freed. One black kills another, one less black for Texas. But this is not Texas. This is California, the city of angels. Was his crime so slight? George Jackson served years for robbery. Eldridge Cleaver served years for rape. I know of a man in Texas who is serving 40 years for possession of marijuana. Was his crime so slight? What was his crime? He only killed his wife, but a divorce, I say, not final, they say. Her things were his, including her life. Men cannot rape their wives. Men cannot kill their wives. They passion them to death. The three sisters of Shirley Jones came and cremated her, and they were not strong. Hear me now. It is almost 3 years, and I am again strong. I have gained many sisters, and if one is beaten or raped or killed, I will not come in mourning black. I will not pick the right flowers. I will not celebrate her death. And it will matter not if she's black or white, if she loves women or men. I will come with my many sisters and decorate the streets with the innards of those brothers in woman slaughter. No more can I dull my rage in alcohol and deference to men's courts. I will come to my sisters, not dutiful. I will come strong.